Dr. Penske dictating amount, I am in. Javier Rodriguez. Mr. Rodriguez presented to the evaluation with a translating phone, a translating application on his phone, since he speaks little English. As per the information obtained from the examinee in this fashion, Mr. Rodriguez injured his left shoulder at work on 9/7/21 when he fell from a ladder. He later underwent surgery, but is not currently receiving treatment. New paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. Rodriguez alleged he slipped and fell on 9/7/21, injuring his left shoulder. Treatment records show he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Islinger on 3/2/22. He did not describe any interim treatment. After exam, he diagnosed left shoulder instability with multiple subluxation events. They discussed possible surgical intervention. At the moment, he was placed on full duty. He returned on 4/6/22 when he described the results of a left shoulder MRI. It was consistent with a Bankart as well as a bony fragment as part of the Bankart lesion. He still had pain and one more subluxation type event. He was then referred to Dr. DeMarat for possible surgical intervention. New paragraph on 4/25/22, he did see Dr. DeMarat. He related multiple recurrent subluxation events with simple activities over the course of the last several months. He was working full duty but tried to work around his arm. Dr. Islinger then referred him for a CAT scan of the shoulder. This was done on 5/13/22 to be inserted here. They reviewed these results on 5/16/22. They elected to pursue surgical intervention. New paragraph on 6/2/22. Dr. DeMarat performed surgery to be inserted here. The petitioner followed up postoperatively with physical therapy. He saw Dr. Islinger through 11/1/22. At that time, he had stable motion, strength, and function in the shoulder, but he had some residual stiffness and or weakness, which should continue to improve without long-term sequelae. He was released back to full duty without restrictions as of that day. New paragraph on 2/9/23, Dr. Baliga, B-A-L-I-G-A, performed a permanency evaluation. He offered an assessment of 57.5% permanent partial disability at the left shoulder, secondary to anterior inferior labral tear with recurrent anterior inferior instability at the left shoulder, and type 1 superior labrum, anterior and posterior lesion status post left shoulder arthroscopic anterior inferior labral repair and arthroscopic limited debridement of superior labrum with residuals of chronic left shoulder pain and loss of left shoulder range of motion. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed portal scars about the left shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Paired motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers with swollen in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Paired demonstrated hyperextension of the right shoulder in a forward flexed position. Paired then claimed he was unable to do this on the left, even though it was a peculiar maneuver suggestive of some inherent instability on the right shoulder. Paired shoulder maneuvers normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, impressions on. 9-7-21, Javier Rodriguez slipped and fell at work, injuring his left shoulder. Paired, it does not appear that he sought treatment until presenting to Dr. Islinger several months later on 3-2-22. Period. He reported episodes of subluxation. Period. He was initiated on conservative care for the diagnosis of shoulder pain. Period. Mr. Rodriguez remained symptomatic over the next few months. Period. He had an MRI of the shoulder done as noted by Dr. Islinger. Period. He then was seen by Dr. DeMarat, who sent him for a CAT scan of the shoulder to be inserted here. Period. Surgery was done on 6-2-22 to be inserted here. He followed up postoperatively along with therapy and was released to full duty as of 11-1-22. Period. In paragraph, the current examination found Mr. Rodriguez actually had full range of motion about the left shoulder without crepitus or tenderness. Period. He had some extra mobility about the right shoulder in the odd position of raising his arm up towards the ceiling and then extending it backwards. Period. Typically, that's not a motion that the shoulder is able to perform naturally. Period. New paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the statutory left shoulder. Period. End.